Great to be here, guys. Finally, was able to get on.
Yeah, great to talk to you and great to talk ball with you. And that's what I wanted to ask you, you know, after cut down day, very tough day. But do you feel like a proud papa almost looking over this roster of the players that, you know, you've selected, you've brought here, rookie class, free agents? Did you have a proud papa moment yesterday, you know, through all the heartache of letting guys go as well?
You know, we're still in the thick of it. Didn't sleep much last night. So maybe like a proud papa after, you know, just had a newborn, because we're very tired here after we went through the wire all night. But feel good. But, yeah, as you guys know, it's ongoing. It never ends. You know, you're always looking to build the roster and to upgrade. And so it really never ends, and you can't get complacent. And so we're always looking and searching.
All right, George, here's the thing. When I played here under Mike Shanahan and Mr. Bolin, the standard was a huge part of it, and I always talk about it. Now, for you and your time here with the Broncos, how important is it for you to kind of restore and rebuild that standard?
You know, it's very important. You know, we need to set the winning standard, you know, and obviously they haven't won here in 5 years. And then I think it was really important to have a successful preseason. You know, I know it's preseason, but winning is contagious. And we played very well, offense, defense, need to improve on special teams. But I think it's contagious. We need to get off to a good start this season. We've struggled out of the gate the last couple of years. And so I think winning breeds that, Nico. And, you know, I think we're on the right track.
It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. George Payton, Broncos general manager, joining us. And, George, I usually make Nick sick every night when I bring up the fact that I've gone to the Senior Bowl and the Shrine Game every year since 2007. But I wanted to ask you about that because so many players, and from this rookie class, whether it's a Jonathan Cooper, a Baron Browning, you know, Quinn Miners from the Senior Bowl, what role do those all-star games play in the evaluation process? And just how important are they for these young men and these fine rookies that you've drafted?
Well, it's very important, you know, especially with no combine, right? And
right,
so you're
right.
Seeing these guys, and we didn't go to a lot of live football games last year. You know, we still did go to some. But to see these guys live against the best in a competitive environment, and you're down on the field and you're watching the drills, you know, you're watching when they get to team and 7-on-7, you're watching the ball come out of the quarterback's hand. So it's so important to get up close and see these guys against the best. And so it's really important. You know, it's just another layer of the scouting process, but it's a big layer. And so we take stock in that. As you could tell, we have a number of players that, like you said, we're down there.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater was named the starter, a week one starter against the Giants. And some fans have not been too delighted about that, and they've been pretty much on the fence. What would you say to those fans who may feel a little disappointed by Teddy, that just kind of can reinstill in them that the confidence that he can go out there and get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great quarterback competition, you know, with Drew and Teddy. Thought they brought out the best in each other. I think it's the best each of them have played. You know, this is the best I've seen Drew Locke play. It's the best Teddy's played since he was a Pro Bowl player. I think people forget he was a Pro Bowl quarterback. He took the Vikings to the playoffs. You know, they were 11-5. You know, had almost a career-ending injury, came back, went 5-0 in New Orleans. Carolina, he started off really good, then hurt his knee, and they struggled a little bit. But this guy's a winner. He's a winner. He's a leader. You know, and we have a young offense. And when you look at Judy's 22, Hamler's 22, we got a young center. We have a young offense overall, 21-year-old Javonte Williams. And a guy like Teddy can bring these guys together, stabilize this offense. Teddy moves the team, and I think you'll be happy. Like I'm excited to see Teddy go out there week one, and like I said, Teddy's gonna a winner, and he's gonna lead us this year.
Get on board, right? Isn't that what I always say, Nick?
That's
get
right.
On board, Broncos country. George Payton, Broncos general manager, joining us. Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And George, I think I might have popped a blood vessel in my eye yesterday when I was ranting about, you know, people talking about a Mac Jones or something. And I said before the draft, like, if Mac Jones goes to New Orleans or New England, that's a great fit. And fit is the dirty secret in the NFL, in my opinion. So in the evaluation process, and it doesn't have to be quarterback, it can be every position, as you well know, what role does fit play with who you have, your coaching staff, and the direction that you want to go?
Fit is really important. You know, if a guy doesn't fit what you're doing, no matter what position, it's like a square peg in a round hole. And obviously you want the best player. You want the best player. You want the best, person, the best worker, all the intangibles. But if he doesn't fit what you're doing on offense or defense, it's not going to help the player. It's not going to help your team. So really good point there, Cecil. Fit is huge. And, sometimes guys are so talented they can play in any scheme. Those are the guys you want, the Sertans of the world,
right.
Justin Simmons of the world,
right.
Javonte Williams of the world. You know, those guys will fit in any scheme, but, you have to be really careful. You know, you just can't get the best player. You have to get the best player for your team.
Now, not to give away any trade secrets, but you've been at this whole GM thing for a long, long time. What are some of the things that go into the process of putting the team together and evaluating players at any position?
Yes. So, like putting this roster together, we had our 53-man cut, the last couple of days, and it's a big puzzle, Nick, as you know. And, a guy may be your third safety or your fourth safety, but if he can't play on special teams, he can't help you game day. So the trick, the hard part of putting the roster together is getting the best offense, the best defense, but also helping your special teams, because you need to win in all three phases to win in this league. So that's a challenge of my job, our scouts' jobs, our coaches' jobs, is not only getting the best players on offense and defense, but the guys that can help you on special teams. The backup players who you think can ascend to be a starter, but if they can't play on special teams, they're not going to help you on game day.
George Payton, Broncos general manager, Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And George, a final question for you. Appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for taking out some time from your day to join us here on the show. Nick, what do we do on this show?
We tell the truth.
All right, George, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. This guy, Nick Ferguson, right?
Really?
What is it about this guy? What did you think? Like, give me a Nick story.
Oh,
give me a Nick impression. Because we always have former teammates. Champ Bailey comes on and talks about him. So I got to know. Give me some more information on my guy, Nick Ferguson. A first impression, a story, a memory that you have of Nick.
Yeah, I was a young buck, too. I was young. But Nick, came from Georgia Tech. I didn't know much about him. But he was one of those guys who kept making plays in practice. And then, you get to the preseason, he's one of those guys who are hitting people and physical, really instinctive.
Yeah.
We sent him to NFL Europe, right, Nick? I think we sent you to NFL Europe, and he shined there. And shame on us for not, keeping him, because he ended up having a great career. But, like I tell our scouts, tough, smart, instinctive football players that love to play the game. And that was Nick. And that's why, he had a 10-year career or whatever. And shame on the Bears for not keeping him. I guess that was my first, I wasn't making the decisions, but, he had a hell of a career. We should have kept him.
Well, George, man, I really appreciate you giving some time here on the Nick and Cecil show. And I have to tell you, that was an interesting time back in those Chicago days. And I still tell people, now, I'm not surprised that you've gotten to this point. You are the GM. I'm looking forward to see what you do with this team, because as a young guy trying to make it into the league, you helped me out. You was always there every day. You made it comfortable and easy to talk to you. So, yeah, it was kind of bittersweet not being with the Bears, but I definitely appreciate, you being in my ear all the time telling me, okay, well, this is something that I can do if I continue to keep my nose to the grindstone. So I'm happy for you. I wish, you and the Broncos, Coach Fangio, and everyone else in the organization much success this season. And thank you for giving us some time.
Anytime, guys. Great being on.